today, and this is where we like to talk about making your life a happier, healthier, and pain-free life. We'll be taking your calls in the studio today. As a reminder, please make sure that you have your TV turned all the way down and you are in a quiet room when you call so that we can hear your question. The phone number to call is 318-219-4569. Now, if you forget that, we'll have that on our screen, no worries. But today we have a doctor in the studio today, Dr. Vic Chadrath with Willis-Knighton. And I'm happy to have you today, Dr. Chadrath.
Thank you so much, Courtney. I appreciate it. I always enjoy coming here and talking to you.
Awesome. Yeah, so we'll jump right in. We're going to be talking about advancements, correct, with technology, with joint replacement surgery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's got me excited. I've always been at the forefront, what we call an early adopter of technology, and bringing that to my patients and offering the best and the latest in terms of technology. So that is something which I really enjoy doing and talking about as well.
Awesome. Well, great. So tell me some of the advancements that you have seen recently that you've been able to apply with your practice.
So off late, we have been heavily focused on robotic surgery. So robotic surgery has now entered every field. In fact, the cameras that you guys are seeing us on are robotic cameras, and similar technology is also used in surgery. It's used in the industry. What the robotic technology does is we input certain data into the robotic arm. It's not like in the movies where the robot is actually doing the surgery and I'm sitting at home in the office. The robotic surgery essentially means that there is a robotic arm which is at all times controlled by the surgeon. Mm. So it is extremely safe, because that is one concern people have. What if the robot goes rogue like in the movies? Well, that doesn't happen, because here we are in total control of it every second. So once we input the data, the robotic arm comes into the surgical field, and basically it helps us perform the operation. It helps us to improve accuracy, because the human error part goes away. Okay, it makes a certain field, which in terms of technology we call it a haptic field. A haptic field means your iPhone actually has that function where if you tap on it, it will give you vibration or a feedback. Most people turn it off because it uses battery, but even your iPhone can do that. Similarly, if the surgical field is this big, it prevents us from straying even a centimeter, or a centimeter is actually too much, I should say a millimeter, which is a nail's breadth, in either direction. If that is the surgical field, that's where the arm will function. So that's how it helps eliminate human error.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. So you do all of your surgeries that way?
Yes, and on top of it, we have now moved on to something which is called augmented reality. Mm. And I actually bought a prop today.
Yeah, let's see it.
To show you. Excellent, let's look at it. This is the new exciting prop.
Pretty cool, wow.
So this is something called a HoloLens, okay? And it's based on the principle of augmented reality. If you go to an arcade, you see the kids putting this lens on. I'm going to put it on, and it goes on like this.
Cool.
So at this point, if the patient is in front of me, I am seeing the patient's entire pelvis in real time through the skin.
No way.
Yes, it is so cool. So
it's like x-ray vision.
It's like basically x-ray vision. I call it the Iron Man operation.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this off and not look funny anymore.
So, it looks cool.
Yeah. So what it does is we upload a CT scan prior to the surgery. And that CT scan gets uploaded on the system. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm doing the hip replacement, our major issue used to be, how do I know the target? Somebody's big, somebody's small, somebody's 5 feet tall. I recently have a patient who is 6'11". Okay,
yeah,
how do we account for those differences? And their body structure is different. So by having this CT scan loaded, this gives me the ability, as soon as I put it on, I'm looking at the patient's pelvis or the skeleton. Now, when I do my surgery, it gives me a bullseye, a literal bullseye like a dartboard.
Wow.
I have to match that, and that reduces error, that reduces the chances of making mistakes. It gives me an easy target to aim for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the arcade, you must have seen these kids wearing lenses. And that's called virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a difference between virtual and augmented reality. Augmented reality means I'm not going into a virtual environment. I'm increasing the amount of information about what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. So like in the Iron Man movies,
right.
When he puts the helmet on, he knows what speed he's flying at, where he's flying, what's the temperature, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of information I'm seeing on my screen when I put this on to do the operation.
Very cool. So you've performed an operation with these.
Done around 10 of these now.
Okay.
So, but to give you some perspective, to do even the first one, it takes a bunch of training. Mm-hmm. I traveled to North Carolina. Willis Knighton is the only system in Northern Louisiana, and I'm probably one of the fourth or fifth guys in the surrounding five states to do this.
Wow.
And so it took me a year. We started this process last March, went and got trained, did a few cadaver surgeries. So before we do an actual operation, a bunch of homework has gone in
mm-hmm.
to make sure I'm well trained and the surgery is safe.
Right. So have you seen any differences with the patients that you have performed this type of operation on?
So, one, it reduces the amount of radiation exposure.
Mm.
Because during surgery, we use x-rays. So now, this is so reliable that my use of x-rays has gone down a lot. So it helps protect not only the patient, myself, the staff around us by reducing the radiation exposure. Definitely the accuracy of placement
mm-hmm.
Gives me confidence that, okay, I was able to dial in exactly within a degree of where I planned it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's with hip replacement.
Correct.
Right? So what about, so with shoulder and knees, what are some advancements that you've seen
Absolutely.
In that area?
So in shoulder replacements, I use something called personalized instrumentation, which means, let's just pick on Mrs. Johnson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Johnson needs the right shoulder replacement. We've decided that in clinic. She matches every indication. Now, she goes and gets a CT scan done. That CT scan information is sent to Montreal, Canada. In Montreal, the bioengineers will construct a 3D model of her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
They use a technology called 3D printing. Okay?
Yes.
And then using that 3D printing, they make a model, they send me an email, I do the virtual surgery on the software, I'll make some changes, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, a couple degrees here, a couple degrees there. When I finalize it, the information goes back to that. They print the whole thing, ship it to us. We do the operation.
Wow.
Yeah. So again, before I've actually touched the patient, I've actually done the surgery 2 weeks in advance.
Wow.
So that's another cool thing that we've been doing for shoulders.
Yeah, very cool.
I've been doing that almost now for 10 years. So probably hundreds of cases using the customized approach.
That's awesome. So with joint preservation procedures, what does that mean and what does that look like?
Okay, so I'm going to pick on you.
Okay.
My apologies.
No, that's okay.
So let's say you come to me, God forbid, with a bad joint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're young enough where a joint replacement is not really the solution. Because a joint replacement is a man-made thing. It has a finite life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to last 20 to 25 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? So when we do it on a 70-year-old, most of the time, the joint replacement will outlive the patients.
Mm-hmm.
We do it on someone who's in their 30s, then they're going to need subsequent redos in their
mm-hmm.
life. At that point, we try what we call joint preservation. That means we don't want to replace the joint, we want to preserve the natural native virgin joint, okay? There are a bunch of technologies available which may vary from what we call arthroscopic surgery or camera surgery. We go in through tiny poke holes and do corrective operations. Sometimes we do cartilage grafts. These are expensive grafts, and what happens is these grafts if you have an area in the joint where your cartilage is missing, that graft can be put on that spot and hopefully keep you away from a joint replacement.
That's awesome. And how effective have you seen that to be for someone that's in their 30s?
Very effective. My goal is, let's just say someone, again, yourself, comes to me at a younger age and has a bad joint. Even if I can get you 10 years, okay, I can delay your joint replacement surgery by 10 years.
Right.
That's really my target, that I want to delay it as far as possible, where you're in a safer age group, where doing a joint replacement surgery is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, I had a 23-year-old kid who had such completely destroyed hip joints, like the ball looked like a triangle.
Oh, no.
Not a ball, a triangle. You don't walk on triangles.
Right. Sounds painful.
Very painful. I had no choice but to do a hip replacement on him. He understands that in the future, he may come back for subsequent surgeries. But we had no choice. But that's not our first line approach.
So if someone is having symptoms, let's say a younger person in their 20s or 30s, when would you say, you know, when is it time to have these surgeries, or when is it time to have the preservation? It just depends on the symptoms, or does it depend on what it looks like in an x-ray?
So we do a good clinical exam. Not only do we do x-rays at that stage, we'll either get a CT scan or a MRI done. These investigations, again, technology, right? We leverage technology to find the accurate amount of information. Our first goal is to use joint preservation technologies as much as possible, okay? Sometimes we'll even tell the patient that, hey, we're going to try as much as we can. We may not succeed, but I just don't want to give up right now and move on to a joint replacement for someone who's 30, okay? And if that were to fail, well, we've at least given it our best shot. The patient has tried their best, and we move on to doing a joint replacement.
Very cool. All right. Well, I think we have our first caller on the line. We have Annie. Annie, what is your question for Dr. Chatrath today?
Yes, sir. I shattered my shoulder on December the 28th, and I was to have surgery on December 14th. And it was declined because I had two EKGs. One came out negative, and then the other one came out positive. And now my surgery has been delayed because of the EKG. I'm to see a cardiologist April the 9th.
Okay.
Is there further damage due to the shoulder on this delay of this surgery? Because I'm experiencing a lot of pain. And I feel like the bone in my shoulder has shifted.
Annie, what kind of surgery were you having?
I was supposed to have a complete shoulder replacement because it shattered my shoulder, though.
Okay,
the ball
I understand.
Of the shoulder.
I think in that case, probably it really will not make a difference with the delay because they're doing a shoulder replacement and not fixing it. If we were to fix it, then it would be a different choice. The delay would matter. Here it would not, because they're going to replace the whole, they're going to take out the bone which is shattered and going to replace it with metal and plastic. Now, seeing the cardiologist is extremely important, because if you have an abnormal EKG, we certainly don't want you to have a heart attack, or I'm assuming whichever surgeon who is taking care of you has been very good, very diligent, that they want to make sure that you're safe, you make it through the operation safe and sound, and you don't have a heart attack or any bad outcomes. So I understand the pain part. I empathize with you for sure. I have had a shoulder surgery myself, but certainly be assured that it will not make a difference.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the information.
No problem at all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie, for your question. Now, if you have a question for the doctor, we have Dr. Chatrath here from Willis-Knight and Bossier Orthopedics. Maybe you have a question about knee or hip or shoulder replacement surgery. We're talking all about the advancements in these types of surgeries, lots of technological advancements, and we've already gotten into some of them. So my next question for you, Doc, is what are some of the maybe the recovery changes that you've seen with these technology advancements?
Absolutely. So I've been doing this now, this is my 12th year of being a surgeon, besides the 8 years of training that goes into that, so 20 years probably. When I started as a young trainee, patients used to stay in the hospital 4 to 7 days, okay? And mobilization was slow. A lot of times we were using these machines called CPM, which would move the patient's knee. We had drains sticking out of patients' knees and hips and shoulders. So it seemed very daunting. Mm-hmm. To give you some perspective now, a lot of our patients, I finish my third surgery of the day and I ask, where is my first patient? Oh, they've already gone home.
Wow.
So 4 hours, they've already walked with the physical therapist and they had their food, they had drank some water, some Gatorade, and they've actually gone home.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. So we don't have any of these drains sticking out of people. We don't have that bulky CPM machine, because most studies had shown that CPM machines cause more swelling than good. Mm-hmm. So we went away from those machines. The benefit of the technology is we use what we call muscle sparing approach. Mm. The old way of doing surgery was to cut through the muscle. So with these muscle sparing approaches, the recovery time has improved a lot. The duration of surgery has also gone down. Mm. Correspondingly, a hip replacement normally would take around now an hour to perform, a knee replacement an hour to perform. That also reduces the amount of time you're under anesthesia. That especially matters for some of the older patients who are more sensitive to anesthesia.
Gotcha. Very interesting stuff there. Love that. Well, we have Jim on the line. What's your question for Dr. Chatrath, Jim?
Yes, thank you for your show. A question for a patient. Let me describe the health condition first, and I'm wondering if there's been any advancements, say, in the last 6 or 7 years that would have her to be a candidate. This is a female patient that's 68 now, but was diagnosed like several years ago with bad osteoporosis, real bad osteoporosis, and took all the pills, and then there was also an injection that you would take for a year,
right?
I think, or a year and a half. So has gone through that just for normal bone health, but now has developed some joint conditions like this, and was told that at least 5 years ago we were told that you can't take that shot again and there's no way to improve the bones. We haven't checked into this in several years. Has there been any improvements to make her a candidate for joint replacement, or, you know, to improve her bones to where you'd have something to attach to? As I understand it, the bones are too brittle.
So I'm sorry about what you guys have gone through. Definitely what injection you were talking about is called Forteo, and that's the shot that you take for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And there are some other versions of this which can be used now, and instead of that particular injection, there are other options that are available. But it depends on something called a bone density tests, and those tests have to be updated every 2 years. So if you prefer, we will be happy to help you with that and get those tests updated and see if you're a candidate. On the other hand, as far as joint replacements is concerned, we see a lot of elderly patients, especially that's what I do. We use something called bone cement. So for example, if my father, who's in his 60s, were to have a hip replacement, I would use an implant without cement in it. The bone actually grows onto the implant or latches onto it. However, if this is someone with very poor bone in their 80s, I sometimes don't rely on the bone because the bone quality is so brittle, so poor. So we do in fact use something called bone cement, which functions as grout and helps to hold the replacement in place. So there are options to perform a hip replacement, or a joint replacement, I should say, in these situations as well. It's not that you're not a candidate because if you have super brittle bones.
Cool.
Okay. So, and did I understand the first part of your conversation, or your first answer, there have been other options after the Forteo?
After the Forteo, yes. But again, like I said, we'll have to look at the density and see what you qualify for.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you for your question. And again, if you have a question for Dr. Chatrath, we're talking all about advancements in joint replacement surgery. And if you had a question specifically for him, maybe you're considering the surgery, please give us a call at 318-219-4569.
So, okay, Mr. Jim had an excellent question. Yeah. I thought that's a great question. I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on that.
Please do.
So, we see a lot of geriatric patients, and somehow Willis Knighton Bossier is very well known, or I should say popular.
Right.
The ambulance seems to come that way a lot. So, me and my partners, we see a lot of hip fractures. I would say alone in the last 2 days, we've had 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So these are usually elderly people with very poor bone quality, okay? And what we do is we call it a multidisciplinary approach. That means it's just not me. I'm fixing the bone, but I have a hospitalist, I have cardiology, I have anesthesia. We all work together as a team. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely forgetting other people, but I apologize. Mm-hmm. But it's a team approach to this. Now, these people who come with brittle bones, we usually will get a CT scan if we are concerned about the placement of the joint replacement to understand the fracture better. It gives us a three-dimensional picture. Then, like I said, we use bone cement. And what the cement does is it prevents the implant from cutting out of the bone. Okay.
Gotcha.
Sometimes the bone is so soft, I joke about it with my patients that it's like putting screws in a banana.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to hold.
Right.
Right. So you have to find the stud in the drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So to do that, that's where we add the bone cement, which holds the implant in place. Okay. And it, these patients are also prone to more falls.
Mm.
A lot of them, if they have episodes where they have dizzy spells,
mm-hmm.
so they can have a second fall. By using these technologies, we try to prevent a second fracture from happening.
Gotcha. Very cool. All these things that are out and about, but you guys at Willis Knighton are really ahead of the game as far as the technological advances, right?
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. I think we have another guest on the line. Derek, what's your question for Dr. Chatrath?
I wanted to know, I have my left knee. It always swell up. I think I went 3 times to have the fluid out of it. And I supposed to go back next month.
Okay.
But the doctor say the only way to get better if I have surgery.
Okay.
If I have a knee replaced.
Okay.
And I wanted to know about it. I was concerned about having it.
Sorry, please repeat the last part.
What
was your question, the last sentence you said?
Oh, about having surgery for my knee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would certainly be able to help you with that. If you wouldn't mind, just make an appointment with the clinic, and we would definitely look at your x-rays. We would look at your history, we would examine you in person, I would examine you in person, and if you and I both decide that a joint replacement is what we're going to do, then we would go through every single detail about it as well. And if you want, you can...
I have my daughter, she tends to everything. Could you give her a call and tell her about it?
How about you share your number?
Yeah, how about I share my cell phone number? It's 318-212-7841. I'll repeat it, 318-212-7841. Let's make a clinic appointment, because before I say anything about your health situation, I do need to examine you and look at your investigations.
Well, could you hold on till I get a pencil and paper?
we'll be saying this number again.
Yeah, we'll repeat the number again, but yeah, definitely please go ahead and get a pen and paper. I'll repeat the number towards the end.
Yeah, keep it here on the channel that you're watching, and we'll repeat it in just a second. Sound good? All right. Okay. Well, I had a question.
Sure, please go ahead.
So after, you know, having the surgery, what do you see as far as patients with improvement of pain and mobility? Do you see a vast improvement of their pain and mobility after?
So we collect something which is called patient reported outcomes, PROM, okay? And these outcomes are something we take very seriously. We record them. We actually have a person who is hired to do this. And we've been noticing since we've implemented this technologies, the patient reported outcomes have improved. They get their range of motion faster. Mm-hmm. They have less pain scores. So going from 0 to 10, their pain scores are lower. Their use of narcotic pain medication has gone down. So even during surgery, what we do is I will do an injection all around the joint. That's called, we like to call it a cocktail injection mm-hmm. because it's a bunch of medications. So we inject it around the joint in surgery. So when the patient wakes up, they do not require a large amount of narcotics mm-hmm. and their pain scores are lower. So we're definitely seeing both improvement in function and decline in use of narcotic medication, which is obviously, US is in the middle of an opioid epidemic. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely very cognizant of these things.
And do you see a decrease in swelling as well with these new advances?
Absolutely, because the exposure, the surgical exposure is now reduced. The surgical time is reduced. The same surgery which would have taken 2 hours is now taking an hour. So the amount of trauma to your tissues mm-hmm. is less, hence the swelling is less.
Gotcha. So let's say that I came to you mm-hmm. for an evaluation and you said, whoa, Courtney, you need to have a double knee replacement or something
I hope
crazy.
Not.
So what would you suggest that I do in preparation for this surgery and maybe prep for after the surgery?
So we send you to something called even prehab, not rehab,
prehab.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we make sure that patients have a reasonable body weight. Obesity has a bad effect on joint replacement surgery in terms of infection, in terms of how long your implant will last, and other complications during surgery. We have a special camp called Joint Camp, where all the patients having surgery will meet on Thursday. A group of 5 individuals will teach them mm-hmm. for 2 hours. Physical therapy, anesthesia, RPA, social worker, case manager, these people all will come and teach. Cool. In fact, as a result of all this, we are something now what we call Joint Commission certified. Joint Commission is the center of, or the seal of excellence for any hospital, any surgery. Willis-Knighton-Bossier is the second hospital in all of Louisiana to have it. There is one more in New Orleans, nobody else in the whole state.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we are Joint Commission certified for performing joint replacements.
Yeah, so you're a one-stop shop for all of North Louisiana for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So tell us, again, repeat that number for us, and where can we find you if we wanted to, you know, schedule a consultation with you?
Absolutely. So I'm with Willis-Knighton at the Bossier campus. I serve as the director of joint replacement surgery at Willis-Knighton-Bossier. Our office phone number is 318-212-7841. So if you have any health needs, I have 5 other partners. We have a team of PAs, nurse practitioners. So we make sure that we'll get you in a very timely fashion, and it's not going to be weeks and weeks of waiting.
Oh, good. Yeah, so we can get in pretty quick.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We pride ourselves on that and try to get in patients very quickly into the clinic.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Chatrath. I learned a lot about joint replacement surgery, and this is a pretty cool thing, the
Well, thank
insight.
You. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm so excited about this, and I just did a surgery with it yesterday.
Awesome.
And I had a visiting surgeon watching me, and he was like blown away. He comes outside and tells me, this is so cool, I've never seen it.
Yeah, Dr. Chatrath, also known as Iron Man, the
no,
local
no, no,
Iron
let's
Man. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. And if you're wanting more information, then visit Bossier Orthopedics at Willis-Knighton. Thanks, and have a happy and healthy day.